Aside from the one snap, or the two snaps actually last week, were there any other issues with the weather and the rain in Nashville?
Well, I think both teams had to deal with it, and you know, for the most part, our ball security was pretty sound. Had the crucial one there in the fourth quarter that eventually we overcame, but we want to keep getting better in that department.
How did you think that Amari rebounded, I guess, from this kind of one, you know, rough go against the Lions? It looked really good. You guys got him involved early. Is that the kind of response you want from a young player?
Yes, and I don't think it had as much to do with Amari as it had to do with the game planning and play calling. So I feel like the job to get him involved, you know, went better against Tennessee rather than, you know, not let him get in a rhythm. So we did a better job, you know, from my perspective or from my point of view.
Coach Del Rio mentioned yesterday that Rod Streeter won the Ed Block Courage Award, which I think is voted on by his teammates. What do you think that says for him? I mean, this guy has been pretty productive in this league, and he's had to sit and watch other guys play, and apparently would never know it from watching him practice and the way he's conducted.
Yeah, it's a strong statement about Rod, you know, as a man, as a teammate. Has had to battle through a lot of adversity in the last 12 months or more than that with the injuries. And but you're right, you know, the nature of the competition at that position this year just hasn't allowed us to dress him as many times as we would have liked, you know, with just 46 guys getting a uniform on Sunday. We're all about the bottom line, I think. Yeah, we want to generate points and light up that scoreboard, whether it be run, pass, or, you know, a mix of both. We've got good people in the run game and good people in the pass game. So we're continually looking to strike that balance because we've got really good people on offense that have a lot to contribute. So we're going to keep working to improve all facets so everybody can have their role and do it to their best. Well, different games evolve differently, but to be our best, we want to be balanced. You know, that's the best way to win, and so we've got the people to be balanced, and we know if we can get the most out of them, we'll end up on the right side of the ledger, you know, on the scoreboard.
What's the challenge of having two edge rushers like they have who are as dynamic as they are? You know, having guys come from both sides, that must complicate things up front maybe?
We've got to be real smart in our protections and our game planning so we don't allow those guys to wreck the game. And each week there's going to be talent on the other side of the ball, so we've got to account for it, you know, with our schemes and our formations and our timing. Because you're right, these guys are really on a roll and are playing, you know, at the highest level right now.
Have they left the rookie Marcus Peters alone in single coverage a lot? Do they trust him that much?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be to our right, you know, and he's done a nice job. He looks like he's got a lot of talent.
When you take a look at the Chiefs' defense as a whole, what has made them so good the last few years? I mean, you talk about those edge rushers that Scott just mentioned.
Yeah, well, they've got good coaches. You know, their schemes, Coach Sutton and Emmett Thomas coaches their back end. They're just terrific teachers. They've got a lot of experience in this league, so you know, not too much is going to surprise them. They've probably seen it all. So they've been around the block a few times. So, and then they put, you know, great people in those spots. A lot of high draft picks, but a lot of self-made guys over there that are playing at a high level, and they you can tell they got a lot of pride.
Are they one of the more exotic blitzing teams, or do they not do that so much?
No, pretty exotic. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys miss Rodney Hudson in the run game? That's not a knock on Tony. I know he's graded well, but not having a Pro Bowl level player on the inside, has that impacted the run game some?
No, I don't think so. Tony stepped right in and did a nice job. We've felt great about when Tony's been in there. Good.
Here once before for a can't remember if it was a year or two, but getting back to the stepping back into the Chiefs rivalry, was that something that was a big deal then? Is it still a big deal now? What's the difference?
Oh, I think it's a big deal. I think any interdivision game, when you get to play somebody twice a year, year after year after year, it becomes a big deal. So, but we got to keep it in perspective. It just counts one. Whether it's a big deal or we'll see him again or I've seen him previously, counts one, and that's our focus, is go 1-0 this week.
I know we talked about it earlier in the season, but now that you see how many guys you have that have seven guys with 10 or more catches on the team, and you look at a game like last week where Seth Roberts steps up, but Michael Rivera makes a big catch in a critical situation. Have you ever had a team that had this many weapons you can go to in different situations?
It's hard to compare, Jerry, but it's a testament to our guys. I think our guys have embraced their respective roles, and then when they get their chances, they've been making the most of them. I think we do a good job. Our coaches really prepare our guys, our position coaches, and they define their roles, they define the expectations, and the guys have really jumped at their chances, you know, to get out there and make plays for us. It's really been a pleasure to work with each and every one of them.
Seem to be extremely unselfish as well.
A lot of team-oriented people. You know, Rod Streeter's team-oriented. Tywan Jones. They're just a tremendous group of young men on the team.
Yeah,